Welcome to Leadership Matters, a podcast hosted by me, Steve Parker, a series that brings a fresh perspective to leadership, motivation, and how to succeed by talking to a diverse range of CEOs, business managers, and world-class talent. We also offer some personal tips to help you in your career. Each episode aims to provide a snapshot into the life and philosophy of some of Taiwan and the world's most successful leaders, and to find out more about why leadership matters. We are super fortunate to have John Eastwood in the studio today. He's a lawyer and the managing partner of IGA. IGA have offices in Taipei and Shanghai. John has been here in Taiwan for 22 years. As a law firm, often they see future trends in work before they happened. I started off by asking John whether he had seen the home working trend before it happened. John, welcome to the studio.
Oh, great to be here.
As I mentioned in the introduction, as a law firm, you often see things before they happen. Did you get to see or predict this work from home? Did you, when you were interviewing and talking to clients and stuff, did you ever imagine this was going to become the thing that it has become today?
I think one of the important things we ran across in our own firm, in our own work, was many years ago, several of us, you know, partners within the firm, we all had children around the same time. And in that time frame, we started looking for ways in which we could securely exchange documents and do video conferences and things like that, and to talk to each other, even if one of two of us couldn't be in the office at a particular time. And that was the first sign, of course, that a lot of the technologies were coming into place, and things were still pretty raw, and there was a lot of difficulties. And especially, you know, if you're running a firm that has offices in Taiwan and China, where, you know, the great internet firewall exists, and where Google is not really a preferred company over there, you know, you struggle to make things work, but you do find ways, and you have a vision about these things. So when the pandemic started, of course, a law firm is a catch basin for people's, you know, companies' problems or their ideas. And we got a lot of queries about what people could do about work from home.
As a leader running multiple locations, how has working from home changed, you know, how people have to deal with this stuff?
Well, you know, we had to come up with a bit of a mix. And, you know, I tend to adopt a little bit of the leadership philosophy about, you know, it's easier to pull a string than to push it. So I try, you know, in my case, because I'm a bit of a air traffic controller for a lot of work coming in, that I try to be in the office as much as possible, and I try to be in there every day if I can. But I also realize that for public health reasons, it's not wise, you know, for us to have a crowded office. And so we do rotate folks out. From a work from home standpoint, there's a greater acceptance of technology in the business world, in the legal world, and then just even, you know, with ourselves. Now, we were early adopters within our firm. We tended to be a bit different, partly because we had these, we were originally a Zurich headquartered firm. We were a bit more, you know, international. Our local colleagues, almost all of them have studied overseas and lived overseas and embraced quite a bit of that. But
as a leader, is there more stress involved with managing people in multiple locations?
One aspect is this, is there's like when we first, because of the pandemic, went to work from home, you know, of course, that meant that there were junior people in the firm who were then working from home. And, you know, the first thing is you ask yourself, do I trust these people? Am I actually going to get work from them? Are they, how do I know they're not just sitting around in a bathrobe, you know, not doing the work or rushing to do the work at the last second, you know, when I ask the fifth time for it or something. And some of that is also, it's an evolving thing, because you don't have the person right there in your office where you can see them working. You know, I mean, you have to facilitate this. You have to help them. You have to look at the needs and try to address those specific individual needs.
You once told me that a lawyer's kind of first position is always to try and to negotiate rather than kind of bring the rule of law down on someone, right? I mean, the best solution is obviously for two people, company, leader, employee, whatever, negotiate, discuss, find out what the best solution is. We've got a situation now where we may have people who are used to working at home, prefer to work at home. In the Apple case, right, they're saying, I want to work at home. I don't want to come back to the office. I've been able to do my job for the last 2 years.
Yes.
Without
yes.
coming in. Why do I need to come in? The boss is saying, I'd kind of like you to be here. You know, I mean, where does that go? You know, where does that conversation go?
It's like you can, I mean, there's different styles of lawyering, and I've seen several kinds, and I always tend towards the one which is a little bit more like, let's find an appropriate bespoke solution for this rather than just throw a cookie cutter onto it. The cookie cutter solution is, well, get in or I'm going to fire you. But the other one, which is more kind and preserves the long-term health of the employer-employee relationship, is always going to be something in which you hear them out, you listen to people, and you know, if people, you know, don't need to be in the office, do they need to be in there? I mean, you have to, a management philosophy that's extremely strict and never listens to anybody isn't much of a management philosophy. So if if you say, like, for example, 3 days a week in the office, maybe not crazy, if they said, you got to be in all the time. I always love it when employers do look creatively at how they can match the needs. And we're also seeing a lot of thinking within companies about how to, allow employees not just to work from home, but to work from anywhere in the world that they want to go to. And so we get a lot of queries, lately about, we want to allow people to go anywhere in the world to go see their family members and spend time with them. It's just that, during the working hours, the time in which we need to be able to reach them, we'd like to be able to reach them. But we'd like them to have the flexibility to go for 4 to 6 weeks or even half year. And then at that point, some of the big questions come up about is there an immigration issue? Is there a tax issue? A personal tax issue? Is the company getting itself somehow into a position where they're putting a person into Taiwan, they're doing business in Taiwan? Do they have an entity here? Could they do it as a secondment arrangement? And there's a lot of these questions. But I always love it when I hear that an employer is thinking about something that would be a minor act of kindness. You haven't seen your mom and dad for 3 years because of the pandemic. How would you like to go work remotely and go see them for several months? And that's, affirmatively, a bright shining star in the midst of these kind of the messy pandemic situation. The idea that you'd actually give people a chance, you'd realize you'd have the security, the comfort, and the trust to be able to say, go see your mom and dad, go spend some time with your brother.
So, John, we've had a really great chat today, and I enjoy sitting down talking to you, and I'm sure we'll have many chats in the future as well. But, I mean, today what I've heard from you is a couple of really interesting ideas. I've heard this idea about managers needing to be open to new ideas. Things change. You as a legal office, you see things, you see trends, and you've seen that managers need to be open to new ideas because the world changes. Technology changes, people change, situations change. We have to understand these trends and respond to them. Contracts and laws are important, I'm hearing from you, but negotiation is better. Sit down, come up with a solution that works for you in that environment, but as a backstop, you go to the contract, you go to law. I've heard be kind and trust your employees, and I think that's a really nice way to kind of view things. It's just be kind, trust your employees, trust that they're doing the right thing even if you can't see them at a particular moment. These are some really interesting points, and I wish we had a lot more time, but we don't today. So, John Eastwood, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You can listen to this podcast live on the fourth Monday of every month on ICRT, and after that on the ICRT website, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Leadership Matters by Steve Parker. You can also check out my social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. We'll see you next time.